Jesus.
Do I have to?
Mahoney has got this amazing ability to not give a damn if anyone thinks that he is too lazy.
Nah.
It's not lazy, Dave. My old pappy pap, pap.
Oh, sweet old pappy pap, pap.
Aww. Pappy pap, pap. Once told me that it's all about working smarter and not harder, Dave. This is not laziness. This is all about efficiency. And I don't take too kindly to you and my fiance teaming up to try to shame me on a weekly basis.
She's not shaming you.
These are for entertainment, but these are all real things that have happened over the course of your relationship with her, and she's got an inside track like nobody else.
And also, it's her way of participating in the show.
She thinks that if she gives these to Dave and we put these out on the air, that I'm going to stop doing these things.
We all know that's not true. Nobody is more impressed with your efficiency than you are.
That's right.
Sarah is joining us this morning. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Are you impressed with Mahoney's laziness / efficiency?
Very impressed.
That's right.
I have got three facts for you from his fiance. Two of them are absolutely true. One of them is untrue. You're just trying to figure out which one is untrue. And if you're able to do that, you'll be our winner today, okay?
All right.
Fact number one, Mahoney has the new car bug and is shopping around to upgrade the Avalon. Does he care about horsepower? Not really. Gas mileage? Nah. Smooth ride? Nope. His number one criteria, he wants a car that can fit an air mattress in it to take naps whenever he wants, wherever he wants.
So
I think he can nap anywhere without an air mattress.
But think of how much more comfortable it would be with an air mattress. Let's say.
Are you also specking out cars that have the outlet in the back so that way you have the little inflator thing?
I'm looking at SUVs now. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Oh,
and the main reason is, so we were at Disneyland a couple weeks ago, and after a vigorous morning of walking around and riding rides, got a little tired, went back to the parking garage, and wouldn't it be great that we didn't have to drive back to the hotel to get a quick nap?
You could just nap right there.
Right here.
Well, actually, that leads us right along to number two. On our most recent trip to Disneyland, Mahoney somehow convinced me to drive back to the hotel each day we were at the park, which is a 20-minute walk through downtown Disney, and then a 20-minute drive to the hotel, wasting 4.5 hours of park time so he could take himself a 3-plus-hour nap. I like that she did the math on how much of her life you wasted.
She took a nap, too, first and foremost. We were recharging, and we went back.
Recharging.
Huh. We were recharging and went back and hit that park hard, Dave. You know, it's like, and plus we were, those are the peak times when the park is busy. So by going back and taking a nap, we avoided many of the long lines.
I see. And last but not least, Sarah, you're trying to. She said, last night I came home from work to see the back door ajar, which meant Mahoney was outside enjoying a cigar. I decided to join him as it was a beautiful evening and the weather was nice, but I found him fully asleep on the patio furniture with a lit cigar with an inch of ash dangling off the edge of the couch over a pile of dry leaves.
She was the one who made me buy that patio furniture.
How is it her fault?
It's very expensive patio furniture.
Do you want to tell Sarah what you do with that patio furniture? You've gotten so lazy now that he bought some covers to cover the patio furniture with.
Because the Vegas sun will destroy stuff.
Yeah, they just leave anything outside in any climate.
Done.
And it's going to get wrecked, but especially in Las Vegas. But now Mahoney's gotten to the point where he's so lazy, he doesn't take the covers off.
It doesn't change
so
how comfortable it is.
So he just sits on top of the
They're really hard to put on.
All right,
On top of that, Dave, I had a beverage or two. It was a Friday after a long, hard day of work, and I just wanted to treat myself.
Just
and
unwinding.
Just kind of was enjoying my music and nodded off.
I see.
Aww.
Yesterday wasn't Friday.
My Friday.
No, it's not. All right, Sarah, so it's up to you. Is it the new car bug with the air mattress? Is it the 4.5 hours wasted at Disneyland? Or is it the outside smoking a cigar on the back patio almost burning down the house? Which one is not true? Two out of these three, absolutely true.
All right. I believe the third one is true because a comfortable patio set is definitely a place I can imagine finding him passed out. Number two and one. I think number two is the false because taking that much time out to take a nap does not seem very efficient with time management, which Mahoney claims to be so good at.
Are you sure about that, Sarah? Because I am an annual pass holder at Disneyland and know how these things work intricately.
Oh, man.
What?
Crap.
Intricately?
I said intricately.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Okay. I'm being official with my words. I'm just leaving out parts of it. You know what I meant? It's like contractions.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know if you're trying to trick me or trying to help me here, Mahoney.
He wouldn't try to trick you. He's trying to help.
I'll change it to number one, then.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
Oh, no.
I'm sticking to my gut, number two.
Aaron.
No, Aaron. I'm sorry. That's incorrect, yeah. Yeah, as it turns out, it was actually number three. He did not burn the house down. I actually guessed number three as well, and we were both wrong. So I'm sorry, Sarah, but that means you lose and get nothing.
That's what you get for not trusting me. I was just trying to help. Yep. Help you efficiently win at this game.
Intricately.
Intricately.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.